Steve, so why should a plumber even consider partnering with a restoration company?
So the first thing that comes to mind is that, you know, the plumber's called out to fix the plumbing issue, fix the water that shouldn't be in the home, the sewage that shouldn't be in the home, right?
Fix what caused, right, the sewage being in the home, yeah.
They're called out to fix that issue, but the proper drying and the removal of you know, sewage and those type, the extraction.
The cleanup, the mitigation.
Those far exceed what a normal plumber is capable of doing.
Correct.
And so, you know, when you look at it, like, you've got the issue that happened and who addresses that and fixes that, because that's important. If that doesn't get fixed, then that problem is going to continue to exist. After that problem's been fixed, which the plumber brings the value to that and quickly fixes that problem, then you have to think about, how can I professionally get the damage that was caused fixed and remediated properly? And it's difficult to ask of the plumber to also be the restoration.
It's a totally different industry.
Totally different industry.
Different equipment, different skill.
And so you need to look for a company that aligns well with your organization as a plumbing company, as a referral partner. Look for a company that you can trust, that's going to do good work, that aligns well with mission, vision, values of your organization. Is a locally owned company is important, you know, for the accessibility to get out to see the work, to do the work, and those types of things. And then really demonstrating to your customer that you take their home, their property, and you value that so seriously that you don't wanna just leave things to chance. You wanna make sure that things are cleaned up, dried out properly, so that you're not going to have secondary damage, potential mold problems that develop, and that home is going to be taken care of properly. But it goes back to having a trustworthy restoration company that you feel you can trust and is going to take good care of your customers.
Very well. Thank you. Steve, so what happens if a plumber refers one of their customers to us? What should the customer and the plumber expect next?
Okay. Yeah, great question, Zach. With us as Cleveland Water and Fire Restoration, we're going to respond to that referral very quickly. And when I say quickly, our goal is to have one of our first responders on site looking at that situation within an hour of that referral coming in. Yeah. So that's number one, quick contact with their customer. When our first responder, our FR, what we refer to them as, when they get out there, they're gonna assess the damage that was done, they're gonna create a scope of work, and they're gonna sit down and explain that to the customer about what needs to happen in order to make their whole home and get them back to a good situation, much as they were before that event happened. Additionally, if that homeowner is gonna choose to go through insurance, That's a difficult process sometimes for
folks. Especially if you've never gone through that.
If you've never gone through it before, we're going to help them navigate that filing the insurance claim, working with the adjusters, providing all the detailed documented information, photos, videos, meter readings, all those types of things.
Insurance wants it a very particular way in order for the claim to be approved.
Yep, and you've got to document all those things that you're proposing that you're going to do for them. You've got to have a record of those, and so clear documentation. The other thing that they're going to receive from us is clear and concise communication along the way, from the time it gets dispatched to the time, you know, the job is completed, from a monitoring perspective, to the time that we're collecting, you know, on the payments from different sources. Clear and concise communication. And then
to both the customer and the plumber, right?
And the plumber. Yes. Yeah, because it's important to keep plumbers, plumbing company owners updated on those referrals that they sent to us.
They care about their customers.
At the end of the project, the goal is to deliver back to that plumbing company a satisfied customer, that they are confident in the fact that they referred them to us and that they were taken care of, and it was a positive reflection of their company because they went out on a limb to refer those customers to us.
The last thing we would want is our plumbing partner lose a customer because they referred them to us. We want to make sure we gain what we call a raving fan
Absolutely.
Out of that customer.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Steve.